Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
A Good News Reflection for the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And today's theme is how to have eyes that see and ears that hear. The readings for this Sunday, taken from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 4 through 7a, Psalm 146, verses 7 through 10, with 1b, James chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, and Mark chapter 7, verses 31 through 37. Show us God's concern for the disabled. How closely do we share in His concern for them? We're all disabled one way or another. We can have eyes that see and still be blind. In fact, the scripture from James shows us just how blind we can be. If we see only how a person dresses, for example, without seeing into their hearts to recognize their gifts and talents and unique reflection of God, we are being judgmental. If we are more impressed by a person's wealth or title or college degrees than we are by his or her spiritual energy or insights or willingness to serve, we are being judgmental. Only God can see all the good that's in a person's heart. And yet we make assumptions about others as if we're equal to God. Only God can hear the motives and longings behind a person's words. And yet we quickly judge what is being said as if we know exactly what is meant. Judgmentalism shows us nothing more than how truly blind we are. Jesus wants to say to each of us, Ephatha, may your eyes and ears and mind be open to the truth. However, so that we can receive this healing, we have to slow down and stop reacting to what's visible and audible. We cannot trust what we see and hear. We need to take time to prayerfully pause for wisdom and discernment and new discoveries. This is one of the reasons why Jesus gave us His Holy Spirit. When we let God's Spirit interpret everything for us, instead of reacting, we will act the way the Lord wants us to. Instead of reacting to partial information, we will act with faith and compassion. Here's a few questions for your personal reflection. In what ways do you show partiality towards some people? What types of people do you tend to automatically prefer based on outward appearances? And whom do you tend to dislike until you get to know them better? How will you begin to change this automatic reaction by relying on the Holy Spirit? In what ways have you been judged unfairly? How does it feel? Are you judging those who judged you, neglecting to look deeper inside of them? Next, take turns in your group naming a false accusation that caused suffering, followed by other members describing the goodness that the accusers were too blind to see. This last part is very important. It is Jesus providing healing. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.